Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Build a scalable territory. Here are four ways to drive less miles, call on more customers, and be a more effective salesperson. Well, it sounds too good to be true, but every salesperson can actually do that. They can drive less miles, call on more customers, and be a more effective salesperson by building a scalable territory. It's very likely that if I asked your salespeople if they were busy, they would respond with an emphatic yes. I have trained and interviewed thousands of salespeople, and this is the number one complaint they all have on why they aren't building more business and selling more customers. They're too busy to prospect for new customers. They're too busy to stay up to date on email and CRM or any other admin functions. They're even too busy to follow up with their customers. You get the idea. They are busy. But busy doesn't mean effective, nor does it mean they are doing the right activity with the right customers. Often the reason they are so busy can be summed up in the word scalability. They box themselves into a small territory. In this case, scalability is referring to growing the business. Whether it's in units sold or dollars in sales, we want our sales team to be as effective as possible. But they can't grow. They're too busy. Even if they're simply given more customers, they would not have the time or ability to call on those customers. Well, here are four key components of building a scalable territory. And this is from the top salespeople that I've worked around, as well as the way I made my territory more scalable as well. Well, number one, they segment their customers to spend more time where it's most important. Calling on the wrong customers is what I call the number two salesperson killer. It happens way more often than you think, and it kills your ability to be more effective. There are multiple ways to segment: size of the account, acres, number of animals, dollars in sales, etc., or buying habits, geography, etc. There's a lot of ways that you can segment your customers. Focusing on the correct segment of customers doesn't mean you aren't going to sell the other segments of your market. It simply means you're going to focus on your primary segments. Well, the second way to get your territory more scalable is to zone your customers and zone your schedule. And this is done so that you can reduce the driving time and focus on the most important activities. These two areas are what I call the number one salesperson killer: disorganization. As salespeople, we have one precious resource that we bring to our company: our time selling customers. The more we're zigzagging all over the country, the less time we're in front of the right customers. Nobody really shows us how to do this, though. We are given a large geography to sell, 3 states in my case, but nobody really explained how to cover that geography in a sane manner. Well, the third way to develop your territory to be more scalable is to become a champion firefighter. This is done to reduce the chaos of reacting to every emergency. You know, not all fires are 3-alarm emergencies. Frequently, when I interview salespeople, they're like, well, I fight fires all day long. This is going on, and that's going on, and I have to stop what I'm doing. I can never get a chance to go prospect because I'm always fighting fires. However, not all fires are 3-alarm emergencies. But as over-servicing salespeople, we treat them that way. Some are small brush fires, but we treat them as if we have to drop everything and run to the rescue. We do this, of course, with the best of intentions, and that is to have superior customer service. Well, that is great and certainly has its time and place. You know, for me, it was a customer warehouse fire, a missed order, left some animals unfed, death loss at a farm where we were feeding were all good examples when I postponed what I was doing and I had to stop and spend the entire day focused on the fire. However, fighting fire should not be an everyday activity. If it is, then you need to sit down with your manager and your support team, usually it's production team or your admin team, to get your business out of that mode. Which brings me to point number four. The fourth way to make your territory more scalable is to use all your resources. And I call this lay down your cape, Superman, and unleash the power of the whole team. You can certainly go it all alone out there, but that is a long and lonely road to sell on. It might be good in the beginning before you get a lot of customers. I've seen salespeople who do it all. They entered all their orders. They entered all their crop insurance policies. They delivered a lot of the feed and agronomy supplies in their own vehicle. They never really involved their teammates in the selling process. Now, full disclosure, some of those things I did as well. However, if you look at the company organization chart, it all filters down to supporting you in your efforts to sell and serve your customers. Use those resources to develop your company as a team of experts instead of one super salesperson out there conquering all. Well, as with any journey, it should start with a goal. In sales, this might be a standard territory size. It might be by number of customers or of a certain size or a total number of sales. From there, it's no different than a GPS journey. Where is my current territory compared to the standard? Where does it need to go? And how do I get there? If you or your team would like to work with me on the scalability of your territory or your sales team, let's have a discussion and give me a call today. If nothing else, we can talk about the one question you should ask every one of your salespeople today. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.